The start of a series in Seattle for the Mets and the Mariners. Michael Conforto playing in his first game at Safeco Field. He's a Seattle area native.
And Bruce gets one in the air to deep right center field. Back in the gap near the wall. Jumping at the wall. Haniger, it's out of here. A two-run homer for Jay Bruce to get the Mets started in the opening inning.
1-1 is cranked in the air. Deep right field. Track. Wall. Gone. Welcome home. Michael Conforto. Sleepless in Seattle? I think not.
He drives this one down the right field line toward the corner. It's out of here! Conforto ties the game with his second home run of the night. A very happy homecoming from Michael Conforto. A two-home run night.
First pitch to Walker. Swing and a liner towards third. Base hit! Going into left field, the Mets take the lead. Neil Walker, in his first game off the disabled list, has singled to left to give the Mets the lead.
Curtis attacks the first pitch, lines it down the line. Granderson with an RBI hit to make it 7-5.
It would be a happy homecoming for Michael Conforto and the Mets. His two home runs helped lead the Mets to a 7-5 victory on Friday night. After the game, the Mets announced they acquired reliever A.J. Ramos from the Marlins for two minor leaguers. Earlier in the day on Friday, Seattle announced they acquired Erasmo Ramirez from Tampa Bay for Steve Cishek. The Mets get a second chance after blowing a 4-0 lead. They score three runs in the top of the eighth inning and defeat the Mariners in the series opener 7-5. After the game, Mets manager Terry Collins.
You got a great fan base here. You got a lot of people tonight. It's exciting for them. It's a win for us. You know, it took a lot of people. Mike had a big night, but you know, he had some help.
Thank you. Where do you look at him as a player right now as we almost head to August?
He's a big leaguer, and he's going to be a real good one. I applaud. We've talked many times this summer about what he's done to get to where he's at today, and I applaud that. He stayed with his game, hasn't gotten out of it. Even though he pulled both home runs tonight, he's still a good hitter, uses the field to hit. And I'll tell you, he's played pretty good on the other side of the ball, too.
Terry, what did you think about the trade?
Well, I just heard about it,
okay.
10 minutes ago. So. Certainly anything to help shore up our bullpen is a good move.
Will he be here tomorrow, do you know?
I haven't. I told Mike, I just heard about it. I don't have any idea.
Terry, there's been so much talk about players, leaving this team. I mean, to have someone come in who's big league caliber, you've seen a lot of him over the years.
Right.
What does that just tell you about the direction that the front office thinks this team
is
taking?
I can tell you better on Tuesday, but certainly I think the guys ought to be, a little fired up to know we've got some help coming. AJ's an outstanding pitcher, gives us another end of the game guy, which is tremendously helpful. And, the nights that, whether Addy closed or not, we've got another closer down there, and that means a lot to us.
Plus, you could be one in, one out, right? You can still trade somebody.
We could trade the whole clubhouse, but there's a bus leaving in 10 minutes. It could have a full team on it. You never know.
It was a memorable homecoming for Seattle area native Michael Conforto, who homers twice, including the game-tying home run in the top of the eighth inning. Here's Conforto on his great experience.
Yeah, it's a little more special here. Like I said before, it's a dream come true for me to be able to play out here, let alone get two home runs and get a comeback win. Tonight, it's a really fun game, just all around, and it's just a great experience for me.
Was it a little surreal being out there, especially when you kind of really got on the bases the first time and then you were really here?
Yeah, definitely. It's a little surreal. I mean, last time I was here on the field, I was 16 years old and taking batting practice and wasn't getting anywhere close to getting balls out of this park, and now it feels a little smaller. So it definitely was surreal, and for my family and friends to be here. I mean, I had so many friends out in the center field bar area just wearing me out all game, and so that was fun and just a fun game all around.
What was the best line that you can repeat?
I can't repeat most of it. I caught a ball next to the track that Nelson Cruz hit, and I didn't get too much love for that. So.
Did you hear the crowd and your friends and family cheering as you're rounding the bats? Especially the second time around,
Yeah, I could hear it, and I saw some familiar faces around the dugout and behind home plate, and you know, just people that have helped me along the way. You know, coaches, teachers, just people from you know, my hometown, and that's kind of the coolest part is you know, everyone coming to see me and support me. It doesn't get any better than that.
Saturday's pitching matchup has Yovani Gallardo pitching for the Mariners against Jacob deGrom of the Mets.